Hello, my name is Christian Shea, and today I'm going to give you a demonstration of the Oracle Developer Tools for Visual Studio. Oracle is committed to supporting .NET developers. Our support of Visual Studio 2010 is just the next step in a long line of support that we've done all the way back to .NET version 1.0 and Visual Studio .NET 2003. All of Oracle's .NET products are free. Our support for Visual Studio 2010 includes all the standard Visual Studio data features you're familiar with and that you see in this list. But we've also included a whole lot of specialized tools for Oracle developers. Things like the Peel SQL Debugger. You can look at this list and we'll give you a demonstration of some of these features in just a second. I'll first show our integration with Server Explorer. So to do that, I'll add a connection. Note that I'm using the Oracle Data Provider for .NET as the data source. So I'll provide my username and password and connect. And now I can navigate through the tree control and look at my tables and other Oracle database objects, including stored procedures and packages, etc. Now each one of these schema objects has a context-sensitive menu that includes, among other things, a way to launch a custom designer for that object. So in this case, I'm going to launch the table designer. Now, if I want to add a column, it's really easy. I can just start typing, click the Add button, start typing, and when I'm all done, I press Preview SQL, and I can actually see the SQL statement that the table designer is going to execute. Furthermore, it's really easy to add constraints, indexes, and even change the storage clause for the table using this visual designer. Another thing that .NET and Oracle developers have to do a lot of is to work with stored procedures and functions. It's easy to do here. We can edit a package body from the Server Explorer. And if you look here, this is the Peel SQL Editor. If you notice, it has the very same functionalities as the C# and Visual Basic .NET Editor. And you can do things that are specific to Peel SQL, like compile and compile debug. You can also set breakpoints. And that's useful because you can then step into or run to those breakpoints and use the fully functional debugger. So here we're looking for a prime number. We'll enter 13 into the stored procedure. And then we'll proceed to hit the breakpoint and start stepping through the program. If you look down below at the locals window, you'll see the values change. And to the right, you can see the call stack. When it's done, it will go ahead and return with the value of my function. The next feature I'm going to introduce is called the Oracle Database Project. You can add this project to your solution to allow you to keep track of the SQL scripts associated with your application. Once you've added that project, you can easily generate scripts for your application by just highlighting the schema objects in Server Explorer, right-clicking and choosing Generate Create Script. The script that we generate will pay attention to dependencies between the objects to guarantee that this script will be able to run. Once the script is added to your database project, we'll also open up the Oracle SQL Editor. The Oracle SQL Editor uses the Oracle-specific dialect and contains a SQL Plus execution engine underneath so that when you run this script with the menu, it will use the SQL Plus engine. You can also check any of these items into source control. Now I've written an Oracle and .NET application and I want to run it and see how it's performing. While it's running, I can actually use a tool called the Oracle Performance Analyzer that will let me look at the way that my code is using the Oracle database and suggest recommendations to improve it. So I'm going to run the Performance Analyzer and set it to run for 20 minutes. During this 20 minutes, it's going to be examining how my application is using the Oracle database. When it's done, it will give me a list of findings. One of the findings it shows here is called hard parse due to literal usage. Let's drill down and see what it says about that. It says I should investigate for use of bind variables instead of literals. So if I look at my code, you can see that indeed I am actually using a literal in my where clause instead of using a bind variable like I'm supposed to. That's a no-no. Another error that it detects is that I'm connecting and disconnecting too many times. So for that error, it recommends that I look into this and possibly use a better connection pool in the middle tier. The features I demonstrated today are only a small fraction of the total offered by the Oracle Developer Tools for Visual Studio. To learn more, visit us at the website on your screen. You can get free download of these tools and much more. Thank you.